went to their respective homes or stopped over the vacation time. And so it was always a very precarious, and being connected with an institution meant, of course, a certain security.
Right.
So I do not know, by recommendation of somebody, he was recommended to a school that opened. It was called Southern California School of Music.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the students were on the GI Bill.
Oh,
mm-hmm. You
know?
And Eric composed there for very miserable salary, but mm-hmm. at least it was a certain security
mm-hmm.
that he had there. I think he got $4 for a lesson.
Teaching theory primarily?
Yeah, mm-hmm. theory and compositions. But he had very good students and enjoyed
mm-hmm.
The classes very much. But it was a great strain on him, because at that time he was already, you know, got going on composing and was steadily composing at that time, at something or other. And so both things at the same time were quite a strain for him. And then Hugo said that there was an opening, and he would recommend him to teach evening classes at City College.
Oh.
And that was, of course, very much desired by Eric. And before he got these classes, he had to undergo a physical, mm-hmm. as they called it. And at the physical, the doctor said, "Now, how is your hearing, Mr. Seisel?" And he said, "Wonderful, but I'm deaf on one ear." And he didn't have to say that, but he thought it was kind of interesting.